借着学生在这个尝试着回答的过程当中，学生来获得学习。
And the students would learn by going through the thinking process and trying to answer the questions given by the teacher.
当主耶稣在教导门徒的时候，主耶稣也常常用这种问答式的教导法。
When our Lord Jesus was trying to teach his disciples, he also used the same method.
比如说这个彼得在他的跟随耶稣的当中，就曾经被主耶稣问了两个很重要的问题。
For example, Peter was asked two very important questions by Jesus.
这两个问题也大大的来改变了彼得他的人生态度。
And these questions actually change significantly how Peter looked at his life.
人的人生态度改变了，人的人生的方向也会跟着改变。
When we change how we look at our lives, our direction for our lives would change.
主耶稣他要引领我们来走在对的人生方向。
And our Lord Jesus would like to lead us to the right path.
主耶稣问彼得跟门徒说：“你们说我是谁？”
And once upon a time, Lord Jesus asked Peter and other disciples, "Who do they think he is?"
能够真正的认识主耶稣是谁，这个对每一个人的人生来讲是非常的重要的。
It is very important for every one of us to understand who our Lord Jesus really is.
因为主耶稣他要成为我们每一个人生活的中心。
Because Lord Jesus needs to be the center of our life.
如果我们有一个对的生活中心，那么我们的人生方向就会对，我们的整个生活就会对。
If we have the correct center of focus for our life, then our direction will be correct.
所以彼得他们需要很清楚地知道主耶稣是谁。
Therefore, it is very important for Peter to understand who Lord Jesus really is.
这个问题对我们今天来讲也是同样的重要。
And this question was equally important to us today.
因为一个没有重心的生活就会是一个没有意义的生活。
If we do not have a focus in our life, that means we don't have a very meaningful life.
主耶稣也曾经问彼得说：“你爱我比这些更深吗？”
And Lord Jesus also asked Peter whether he loved these more than he loves him.
这是一个非常重要的一个比较的问题。
And this is a very important comparative question in comparison.
这个问题牵涉到我们生活的价值观。
And this involves how we look at things in our lives.
我们过怎样的生活跟我们的价值观有直接的关系。
And how we lead our lives has a direct relationship with how we value things.
我们先一起来看看主耶稣问彼得的这个第一个问题。
Let us look at the first question Lord Jesus asked Peter.
说你们说我是谁。
And he asked them, who do you think I am?
这个问题对后来的彼得他整个人生是有很大的影响。
And this has great significance towards the later part of Peter's life.
这对每一个基督徒来讲也是一个很大的影响。
And this has great impact on every single Christian.
主耶稣复活升天之后，彼得他们开始传讲耶稣复活的福音。
After Lord Jesus was resurrected, Peter and the other apostles start to preach the gospel.
他们是要冒着生命的危险来传讲这一个信息。
And they were facing some life-threatening situation in order to preach the gospel.
他们是为了传讲这个信息，他们要受苦的。
And because of the gospel, they had to suffer.
但是因为他们已经清楚地知道耶稣是谁。
Because they knew very well who Lord Jesus was.
所以在人来看，你为什么需要为了这一个耶稣的复活来受这么多的苦？
And even though other people might question why are they willing to suffer so much for Lord Jesus?
你为何需要为耶稣这个名甚至来牺牲生命？
And why would they are willing to sacrifice their own life because of the name of Lord Jesus?
但是他们已经非常的笃定的，这是值得的。
But they all know very well that these are worth it.
今天我们如果真正的认识主耶稣是谁？
Today, if we all know very well who Jesus is,
那么生活当中很多的挑战， 都会变成是我们必须要去面对的。
And then we can face all of our challenges differently.
当彼得回答了耶稣的这个问题。
When Peter answered Lord Jesus' question.
那主耶稣也给他一个回答，一个回应。
Lord Jesus gave him a response.
那彼得他最清楚主耶稣给他的回应是什么意思。
And Peter knew very well what was this response that was given by Lord Jesus.
我们请来看马太福音十六章。
Let us look at Matthew chapter 11.
十六章。
Sorry, chapter 16.
马太福音十六章十三节。
Matthew chapter 16, verse 13.
我们把这一整段先来念过一次。马太福音十六章十三节，耶稣到了该撒利亚腓利比的境内，就问门徒说：“人说我人子是谁？”十四节。
Verse 14.
他们说：“有人说是施洗的约翰，有人说是以利亚，又有人说是耶利米。”或是先知里的一位。十五。
15.
耶稣说：“你们说我是谁？”十六。
16.
西门彼得回答说：“你是基督，是永生神的儿子。”十七。
17.
耶稣对他说：“西门巴耶拿，你是有福的，因为这不是属血肉的指示你的，乃是我在天上的父指示的。”十八。
18.
我还告诉你，你是彼得，我要把教会建造在这磐石上，阴间的权柄不能胜过他。十九。
19.
我要把天国的钥匙给你，管你在地上所捆绑的，在天上也要捆绑；管你在地上所释放的，在天上也要释放。二十节。
20.
当下耶稣嘱咐门徒不可对人对人说他是基督。在这一段里头主耶稣称彼得是石头。
In this passage, Lord Jesus said, Peter was the rock.
彼得这个字眼在希腊文里头它就是石头，这个岩石的意思。
And actually, in Greek language, Peter means rock.
所以这个十八节主耶稣说，我还告诉你，你是彼得，就说我告诉你，你是石头。
Verse 18, when it was written, and I tell you that you are Peter, that means he was a rock.
那十三节讲到说主耶稣跟门徒他们到该撒利亚的腓利比的境内。
And in verse 13, it was mentioning that Jesus went to the region of Caesarea, Philippi.
我们知道在那段时间，主耶稣的生活总是非常的忙碌。
And we all know that Lord Jesus was having a very busy life at that time.
主耶稣传讲天国的福音。
Lord Jesus preached the gospel.
主耶稣用行神迹来证实他所传的。
And through miracles, he proved that all he was preaching.
所以有很多的人因为神迹，因为耶稣的讲论，他们跟随着主来到主耶稣这里。
And because of his teachings and also the miracles, a lot of people followed him.
每一个人总是有不一样的需求来到主耶稣那。
And when they came to see Jesus, they each have different needs.
那带着血肉之体的主耶稣，他也是一样的会疲惫的。
And because of his physical body, Lord Jesus will also become tired.
所以主耶稣也常常会跟门徒退到野地去，退到旷野去做一个休息。
And therefore, many times Lord Jesus would retreat with his disciples into the wilderness to rest.
休息就是为了走更远的路。
And to rest, is to really help them to be able to continue their journey.
所以在忙碌的生活当中，能够抽空休息，这是需要的，是健康的。
Therefore, in a very busy lifestyle, we should take a break to rest, and that is necessary.
当然，主耶稣也利用这休息的时间来进一步的教导这十二个门徒。
In addition to rest, Lord Jesus was using this chance to teach his disciples.
所以在这休息的当中主耶稣就问他们说：“人说我人子是谁？”
And just like this passage, when they were resting, Lord Jesus asked them,
其实在人群的当在人们当中，大家已经在猜测，在议论着耶稣是谁。
And actually, among the people, they were discussing and trying to figure out who Jesus really is.
那时候，施洗约翰已经被这个被处死了。
At that time, John the Baptist was actually already killed.
所以有人就猜说，大概是施洗约翰他又复活了。
And some people were saying that John the Baptist actually was resurrected.
因为他们认为主耶稣所作所为跟施洗约翰非常的类似。
Because they saw the similarity of what Jesus and John the Baptist have.
更多的人认为主耶稣是一位先知。
And a lot more people believe that Lord Jesus is a prophet.
那圣经当中以利亚先知是没有经过死就升天。
And in the Bible, Elijah did not go through death, but he was brought up to heaven.
所以也有人猜说大概是以利亚他又来到这个世上。
And some people were guessing that it was Elijah who came to earth again.
那这个耶利米先知是一个非常爱老百姓的一位先知。
And he was a prophet who loved his people very much.
这个 Jeremiah. 所以也有人说大概是这一位这么爱老百姓的先知他又来到世界上。
And some were guessing that it was Jeremiah who actually came to earth again.
那也有人说都不是，他是先知当中的一位。
And some would say no, he was just one of the prophets among others.
耶稣问门徒说，那你们说到底我是谁？
And therefore Lord Jesus asked his disciples, who do you say I am?
那这个西门彼得他就回答说，你是永生你是基督，是永生神的儿子。
And Simon Peter answered, you are the Christ, the son of the living God.
虽然也有人这么在猜测。
And even though people are guessing,
因为当时的犹太人照着旧约先知的预言，他们在等待着这个基督的来到。
And because the Jews were referring to the prophecy in the Old Testament, and they were waiting for the Messiah.
所以他们也曾经去问施洗约翰说，你是不是基督？
Actually, they also asked John the Baptist the same question, whether they are the Christ, he was the Christ.
那但是当时也没有人敢这么肯定的来讲耶稣就是基督。
But at that point, no one was there to say that with very sure assurance that Christ, Lord Jesus is the Christ.
一方面是怕这个法利赛人的逼迫。
One reason was because they were afraid of the persecution by the Pharisees.
因为这些法利赛人已经讲了，如果有人说耶稣是基督，就要赶出犹太人的会堂。
And because the Pharisees have said that anyone who say Lord Jesus is the Christ would be expelled from the synagogue.
在这里，这个西门巴耶拿他是很肯定的这样来回答说，你是基督，是永生神的儿子。
But here Simon Peter answered with great assurance that you are the Christ, the Son of the Living God.
所以主耶稣说，这是从天父来的指示。
And because of that, Lord Jesus said that this is from the Heavenly Father.
接下来是主耶稣对彼得的回应。
And after that, it was the response given by Lord Jesus to Peter.
这个回应也让许多的基督徒有一些的这个错误的了解。
And some Christians might have a wrong understanding about his response.
但是到底怎样的解释是最正确？
And so what was the right interpretation?
应该彼得他的解释会是最正确。
I would think that Peter's interpretation would be the most correct one.
因为当时这个回应是主耶稣对彼得说的。
Because this response was given directly by Lord Jesus to Peter.
那会让人觉得这个混淆的就在于这个石头这个字眼。
And a lot of people was having confusion about this term, the rock.
18节主耶稣说，我还
church on this rock.
那这个磐石就是彼得。
And this rock was referring to Peter.
因为主耶稣说，我还告诉你，你是这个这个石头是这个岩石。
And because Lord Jesus said that Peter was the rock.
所以很多人就认为说，这个教会是建造在。
And there are a lot of people consider that the church was built on Peter.
但事实上，这两个岩石或者石头的字眼，它是不一样的。
However, there were differences between the term rock and Peter, which also means rock.
但是事实上，主耶稣真的是对这个西门讲说，你要叫做石头。
But actually, indeed, Lord Jesus have said to Simon that you will be called a stone.
那不但是在这里，事实上在这个之前，主耶稣已经这样讲。
And even before this incident, Lord Jesus has already said the same thing.
在西门来第一次见到主耶稣的时候，主耶稣已经这样讲。
When the first time Simon came to see Jesus, Jesus already said the same thing.
请看约翰福音第一章。
Let us look at John chapter 1.
约翰福音第一章四十一节。
John chapter 1 verse 41.
安德烈先找到自己的哥哥西门，对他说：“我们遇见弥赛亚翻出来就是基督。”四十二节。
42.
于是领他去见耶稣。耶稣看着他说：“你是约翰的儿子西门，你要称为基法。基法翻出来就是。”安德烈他先跟随主耶稣。
It was Andrew who first followed Lord Jesus.
那这个安德烈他觉得说他已经发现了这个基督。
And Andrew knew that he has discovered the Christ.
所以他很高兴的把这件事情要介绍给他的哥哥比这个西门。
Therefore, he happily present this findings to his brother, which is Simon.
所以四十一节就说，他就找到了他的哥哥西门。
And therefore he looked for Simon.
然后他就带着西门去见主耶稣。
And he brought Simon to see Lord Jesus.
那第一次的见面，主耶稣就说：“是的，你是西门，那你将要被称为基法，就是彼得，就是石头。”
But when Lord Jesus first saw Simon, he said that you are Simon, but you will be also called Cephas, which also translated to Peter.
那我们知道在圣经里头也有这种改名字的这个记录。
And we know that in the Bible there are other occasions which people change their names.
常常都是会有一些特别的意义在里头。
And a lot of times there was special meaning for the change.
或者它有一些的代表性。
Or there is some representation.
所以对西门来讲这是主耶稣给他的一个应许。
And for Simon, this is a promise given by Lord Jesus to him.
就是他将要会有改变。
That is that he will be changed.
所以我们查考西门彼得查考彼得这一个人，我们发现，在五旬节的前后他真的有很大的改变。
When we look at the life of Peter, we know that he had great changes around the time of the Pentecost.
那其实彼得他也。这个名字也代表着我们每一个人。
Actually, the name of Peter also represents every one of us.
我们每一个人在信了主耶稣基督之后，主耶稣应许我们，我们要会有所改变。
After we believe in the Lord Jesus, He actually promised us that we will be changed.
所以有些基督徒认为这个彼得他是建设教会的磐石。
And some people might believe that Peter was this rock that the church was built on.
但是彼得他自己最清楚，那个磐石是主耶稣，不是他。
But Peter himself knows very well that the rock was actually Lord Jesus, not him.
事实上，这个磐石这个字眼，这从旧约时代就一直有。
Actually, this term on the rock was used since the Old Testament time.
这个磐石有那种安定稳固的意义在里头。
And the term rock has a meaning of very stable.
所以在诗篇的作者里头，他们常常用磐石来描写神。
Therefore, a lot of authors in Psalm would use
62篇。
Now let's look at Psalm 62.
诗篇六十二篇第二节
Psalm 62 verse 2
第二节唯独神是我的磐石我的拯救他是我的高台我必不很动摇、啊、在这里用三个人所明白熟悉的事情来描写神
And here the author used three different things that human being can understand、to mention about God
这个磐石是很稳固的，所以是可以依靠的。
And the rock is very stable, and therefore we can rely on it.
所以神是我们的依靠。
And therefore, God is our reliance.
那神是我们的拯救。
And he is our salvation.
当我们危急的时候，需要帮助的时候，他来帮助我们。
When we were in need and we need help, that he will help us.
这里说神是我们的高台。
And also here it says he is my fortress.
神是我们的保护。
And that he is our protection.
所以彼得他知道这个教会要建造在磐石上，那个磐石指的是主耶稣。
And therefore Peter knows that when the church is built on the rock, it actually was referring to Lord Jesus.
那彼得他也很清楚的知道说主耶稣给他的名字，我不是磐石，我只是一个小小的石头或者岩石。
And Peter also knew that even though Lord Jesus gave him this name, he was only a rock or a small stone.
那这个石头也有石头它的作用。
And he has function as a rock.
一般我们在生活当中，如果说你是石头，我想这个是一种挖苦你啊，或者是在抱怨你。
And I know that in our daily lives, when we mention somebody like a stone, that it was a negative comment. It also represents a complaint.
但是主耶稣为他却对西门说，你的名字是石头。
But when Lord Jesus told Simon that his name was like a rock.
后来彼得他明白了。
And Peter finally understood.
他不但说我是石头，他说弟兄姐妹都是石头。
Not only that he realized he was the stone, he said all the other brothers and sisters in church are the stones.
我们请看彼得前书第二章。
Let us look at 1 Peter chapter 5.
第二章。
Sorry, chapter 2.
前书第二章第四节
First Peter chapter 2 verse 4
主乃活石固然是被人所弃的却是被神所拣选所宝贵的第五节
Verse 5
你们来到主面前也就像活石被建造成为灵宫做圣洁的祭司借着耶稣基督奉献神所悦纳的灵祭在第五节到说我们说到大家在主耶稣的面前都也就像活石
And in verse 5 Peter mentioned that all of us in front of Lord Jesus are like living stones
这就是彼得称大家都是石头好像主耶稣在称他是石头一样
So here Peter says that all of us are living stones just like Lord Jesus said he was a rock
为什么都是石头呢
And why are we stones?
当然叫你石头的时候是什么意思
So we have to understand what is the meaning
就是 你一点反应都没有
And when some other people said that you're a stone that means you have no reaction
我们常常可以听到这个做太太的在埋怨她的丈夫说我那丈夫好像石头一样
Sometimes we would hear that wives would complain about their husband that they are like stones
比如说我的生日也不晓得买个礼物或者送个玫瑰花
For example, they would forget about the birthdays and there were no gifts
有的做丈夫的甚至忘了结婚纪念日
And some husbands would forget the wedding anniversary date
所以难怪太太会抱怨说先生像石头一样
No wonder some wives would complain that their husbands are like stones
这个木头虽然很硬但是石头更硬
And even though wood is very hard stones are actually much harder than wood
所以 但是今天却因为主耶稣基督的恩典，我们成为活人。
But because of the grace of Lord Jesus, we became alive again.
当然这是在神的眼中来看。
And that is to look from the perspective of God.
那所以彼得在彼得前书里头，他就在用了一个形容词说活的，叫做活死。
And that was why Peter used the term living in First Peter.
因为主耶稣基督他就是生命的源头。
Because Lord Jesus is the source of life.
因为主耶稣基督他有那个赐生命的能力。
Because Lord Jesus has the power to give us life.
我们去看约翰福音十一章。约翰福音十一章。
Let us look at John chapter 11.
但是天然的石头它没有一个石头 没有两个石头它是完全一样的。
But for natural stones, not one of them, or not two of them will be the same.
我们先参考哥林多前书十二章。
Now let's look at 1 Corinthians chapter 12.
哥林多前书十二章第四节。
1 Corinthians chapter 12.
第四节。
Verse 4.Chapter 12, verse 4.
第四节，恩赐原有分别，圣灵却是一位。第五节。
Verse 5.
执事也有分别，主却是一位。第六节。
Verse 6.
功用也有分别，神却是一位，在众人里面运行一切的事。第四节讲到恩赐。
And in verse 4, it mentions gifts.
到第五节就用执事这样的字眼。
And in verse 5, it used the term service.
第六节用的字眼是功用。
And in verse 6, it's used the term, the works.
那无论是用哪个字眼，这里彼得都说到说他们不完全一样。
No matter which term it was used, it means that not one of them was the same.
所以彼得说我们都是活石。
Therefore, that was why Peter said that we are living stones.
那这也正是保罗在这里所讲的精神。
Which is the same meaning of what Paul is talking about here.
在这个团体生活里头，我们常常喜欢都一样。
And a lot of times when we're gathering with other people, we like to be the same.
所以学校有些学校里头有这个，在有一些团体里头有他们所谓的制服。
So in some organization, they have uniforms.
所以一到他们的团体，你一看就知道。
And when you go to see them, you know that these people are belong to the same organization.
那这个大概也是人在过团体生活的一个倾向。
And this might be a tendency that we all have as human being, that we wanted to be the same.
但是在教会的生活里头，我们也需要有这个我们都是石头的这一个观念。
But in church, we should all have the same understanding that we are stones.
所以我们有时候会说我真想要像谁。
Even though sometimes we may say, I really want to be like this person.
其实这个过程你会觉得非常的苦。
And if we do that, we'll find that the process is painful.
因为你根本不是那一个人。
Because we're not the same as that person.
我们每一个人都是活死不同不一样的石头。
Each one of us is a living stone, and therefore we're different.
我们是可以去学习，但是不需要我等你。
We can learn from each other, but it doesn't mean that we have to be the same.
那我们人也有一个倾向，希望别人要跟我一样。
And as human beings, we also have another tendency that we want others to be the same as ourselves.
那所以在这个过程里头，常常就会有一些的不需要的一些问题出来。
And this would cause unnecessary problems if we try to do this.
我们如果要去像某人，会像得很辛苦。
If we try to become another person, we'll find very painful.
我们如果硬是要别人像我们，也会让我们自己让别人都很辛苦。
And if we wanted to have others to be same as ourselves, we will make others very painful too.
那当然，像主耶稣这个是例外。
And of course, this does not apply our relationship with Lord Jesus.
因为我们像主耶稣主耶稣他会帮助我们去像他。
Because if we try to become more like Lord Jesus, He will help us to achieve our goals.
所以我们不是砖块，我们是活石。
And therefore, let us not be bricks but living stones.
那所以主耶稣对我们每一个人也都有他的。
And because of this, Lord Jesus has different goals for each one of us.
他也用不同的方式来使用我们。
And he uses us in many different ways.
因为我们是要来建造教会。
Because he will use us to build up our church.
那主耶稣他本身是这个磐石。
And Lord Jesus himself would be the rock.
再看回彼得前书第二章。
Let us look back.
前书第二章
and 1 Peter chapter 2
第二章第四节
1 Peter chapter 2 verse 4
六章那边讲的，教会要建造在这个磐石上。
And in the same way, in Matthew chapter 16, it says that the church needs to be built on the rock.
所以就是建造在主耶稣上面。
And which means it was built on the Lord Jesus.
所以主耶稣是教会唯一的根基。
And that he is the only foundation for the church.
所以就是主耶稣的教训是建设教会的基础。
Which means that his teachings was the foundation of the church.
所以主耶稣的教训，圣经的教训，这个就变得非常的重要。
Therefore, it is very important to us, that the teachings in the Bible and the Lord Jesus.
我们去看约翰二书。
Let us look at
9节，唯有你们是被拣 接下来彼得又讲到说，我们不但是活死，我们也是祭司。
And here, Peter not only saying that we're living stone, but we are a chosen people, a royal priesthood.
这个祭司也就是仆人的意思。
And priesthood also means servant.
我们是神的仆人。
And that is, we are God's servants.
我们来做神的工作。
We have to carry out the work of God.
这个是很尊贵的。
And that is very precious.
再去看第四节。
Let us look at verse 10.
你们从前算不得子民，现在却做了神的子民，从前未曾蒙连续，现在却蒙了连续。
Verse 10, once you were not a people, but now you are the people of God. Once you had not received mercy, but now you have received mercy.
还没有在主耶稣基督里头的，就不是神的百姓。
For people who are not under Lord Jesus, they are not the people of God.
还没有在主耶稣基督里头的，他就是还没有得到神的这个怜悯。
And therefore, they did not receive the mercy from God.